Now, verse 25, here we go back to Simon Peter. And Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. And you can see that great fisherman standing there warming himself, and he gets warm, and what does he do? They said therefore unto him, Art not thou also one of his disciples? He denied it and said, I'm not. How did they determine it? By his speech. Did Simon Peter talk? Well, he got there and got warm. He's now brought on the inner court. He wants to talk, so he begins to talk to them. And they ask the question, Listen now, one of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, whose ear Peter cut off, said, Did not I see thee in the garden with him? Peter then denied again, and I think this time vociferously, because this happens to be the kinsman of the man whose ear he's cut off. And immediately, though the cock crew, what did Simon Peter do? He went out and wept at this time, friends, because the Lord has made a way back to himself. And you'll recall that he appeared to Simon Peter personally. Now, will you notice this? Then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment, and it was early, and they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Now, this is quite interesting. Here's religion and the real article put down by the side of each other. Here is the one who's come to fulfill the Passover. And he's going to die on the cross. And they're trying to get a death sentence against him. But because they couldn't eat the Passover if they went inside of the home of a Gentile, our building of the Gentiles, so they can't go inside the judgment hall. So they send in to Caiaphas and say, we can't come in from religious reasons. And they have the Passover offering with them, but they don't know it. How blind religion can be even to this good day.